Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Our God is the God of the impossible. In the book of Exodus, we see many incidents in which it was evident that the Lord of impossibilities was at work. When Moses returned from his encounter with God at the burning bush, God commissioned him and sent him back to Egypt, where he faced the cruel Pharaoh. After a series of great conflicts, the one true God defeated every false deity of the Egyptians. When the last judgment came, the death angel passed over and took the lives of the firstborn children of the Egyptians. The children of Israel, by faith, put the blood on the doorpost and were spared, saved, and liberated. They came out of the land of Egypt and were on their way to the promised land. God brought them out in order that he might bring them to a land flowing with milk and honey. But on their way, they encountered battles and difficulties and even desperate situations. They were not out of Egypt very long before they faced a crisis. The Egyptian army pursuing them and the Red Sea in front of them. They were in a tight spot. One of those tight, tough times that we often face. Perhaps today you find yourself face to face with an impossible situation and it seems as though there is no human way out. The only companions you have are disappointment and desperation. Sometimes God brings us to a place of desperation so that he might bring us to a place of dependence upon him. If you are faced with a seemingly impossible situation in your life, know that your disappointment may be God's appointment to give you a miracle. Because our God is a God of miracles and the same God who parted the Red Sea. He can part the problem in your life and see you through when there seems to be no way. He is the God of the impossible. Please join us next week.